You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is being brought to you by Voyage AC. Hey, what is this?
Aren't they beautiful? That's Voyage AC's new packaging, the gorgeous biophotonic glass. This is the hand sanitizer.
Wow, that smells amazing. And you know, I love to say biophotonic.
Yes, you do. And it's all organic, kills 99% of germs while leaving your face and hands feeling fresh. Voyage AC is your destination for the perfect gift or maybe just a little treat for yourself. So many gorgeous candles and other wonderful gifts like beachwear, diffusers, glamorous masks, face and body products. So how can our listeners find Voyage AC?
You can find everything on their website at www.voyageac.com. That's VoyageEtcie.com.
And as you know, Melanie is willing to give my friends and family discount what? To all our listeners right now. That's right, honey. That's 10% off everything you buy.
Right. And all you need to do is enter the only one at checkout.
That's right. All you have to do is enter the only one when you make your purchase. Voyage AC is an olfactory journey of candles, perfume, and organic beauty products.
This episode is being sponsored by Cute Booty Lounge.
So, do you know what season it is?
Well, it's spring, right? Because the summer solstice isn't until June 21st.
No, I mean, it's tanning season, hun. And to show off mine, I am living for these CBL Winter White Wonderland active cute booty shorts and leggings. Mm. Cute Booty Lounge is made right here in the USA by women and for women. The company is incredible, female and minority owned, and they have these super cute patented scrunch butt pockets. There is a cute booty style for everyone. Cute Booty Lounge has you covered. Embrace your body, love your booty.
And to make it even sweeter, head to cutebootylounge.com and enter the code THEONLYBOOTY to get 15% off your first order.
I love that so much.
Yes, head to cutebootylounge.com, enter the code THEONLYBOOTY to get 15% off of your first order. Cheo Coker, thank you for being on the show, man. What a fascinating journey in your life and in a writer's life. You know, I live with a writer.
Me.
Yes, I do. And I podcast with a writer. And I am just so grateful that you came on the show. I cannot believe everything you've done. And, you know, as I sit here and look at your history, you have been a part of many things that I've really enjoyed. Ray Donovan, the Notorious B.I.G.
Creed 2.
Creed 2. I mean, just, you know. And the title of your show that we decided, The Only One Translating Black Culture for White People. And, you know, I've lived two lives, one where I was a white guy and now another where I'm a white guy in a black family. And I've gotten to see from a couple different perspectives of why that's important. But I wanted to ask you real quick, why do you think it's important in journalism and in music and in movies and in television and comics, the need for a cultural translator?
It's not necessarily the need. It's just that if you're given the opportunity to represent your culture, to do it to the best of your ability, that doesn't necessarily mean showing the best light, you know, because there was always this thought that, okay, if you are going to be representative of Black culture, you should only do, you know, the most elevated, the most, you know, sacrosanct elements of our culture, you know?
I see.
And I'm not saying that you shouldn't do that. But what I'm also saying is that whatever it is, be authentic with it, you know, because the authenticity is really, I think, important. And you just want to be able to help people understand where you're coming from, to understand the history of where you're coming from. But then at the same time, just let it be.
I think it's hard sometimes for, you know, I think race is such a crazy thing, because anytime that I'll speak for my culture, my, you know, anytime that I'm accused of not understanding something about another culture, I jump on the defensive emotionally. And even in television, if I'm, you know, forced to sort of experience information that I don't, I get embarrassed if I don't understand it. But I know that there are pieces and there's information that is important for me to understand and digest in a way. And as a writer, I find it really intriguing that you've taken that responsibility to bridge that gap. I actually think Laura also does that with her writing.
Well, I mean, but like, you know, that's the thing. It's like Laura, like myself, has lived in, at these crossroads of histories and both within her family and also within herself. If we're going to talk about Laura, like she's not actually online.
Yeah, sure. I do that all the time. I know she's right here. Well, I am excited for what's next. I'm so glad that you have a platform where you can do what's important to you coming in the near future, Chao.
No, thank you. And I'm thank you for this opportunity to talk. And I don't take any of it for granted. I know what the alternative is like.
Right. So. Yeah. No, you're doing a great job. And I really admire you. And I loved the summer of 1988. You reminded me of how cool that summer was.
It really was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, even in my world. So thanks a lot. Yeah. And we'll keep our eyes on you. Okay, man?
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, guys. Take care. Thank you again.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to The Only One in the Room. Please join us each Tuesday and Sunday for an incredible brand new Only One interview. And every Friday for On My Nightstand, where I'll be reading something that I love. If you have an Only One story you'd like to share or a piece of writing you'd like to submit, please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com. From all of us at The Only One in the Room, we wish you dopeness, health, and prosperity.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.